December 31st through January 6th, we are responsible for our own learning. The purpose of Come Follow Me for individuals and families is to help you come unto Christ and become more deeply converted to His gospel. This resource can help you understand the Scriptures and find in them the spiritual strength you and your family need. Then, in your church classes, you will be prepared to share insights and encourage your fellow saints in their efforts to follow Christ. What seek ye? Jesus asked His disciples in John 1:38. You might ask yourself the same question. For what you find in the New Testament this year will greatly depend on what you seek. Seek and ye shall find, is the Savior's promise. See Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. So ask the questions that come to your mind as you study, and then seek diligently for answers. In the New Testament, you will read about the powerful spiritual experiences of disciples of Jesus Christ. As a faithful disciple of the Savior, you can have your own powerful spiritual experiences as you accept the Savior's invitation, found throughout this sacred volume, Come, Follow Me. See Luke chapter 18, verse 22. Ideas for personal scripture study. To truly learn from the Savior, I must accept His invitation, Come, Follow Me. The Savior's invitation, Come, Follow Me, applies to all. Whether we are new on the path of discipleship or have walked it all our lives, this was His invitation to a rich young man who was striving to keep the commandments. See Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 22. What he learned, and what we all must learn, is that being a disciple means giving our whole souls to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. We progress in our discipleship as we identify what we lack, change, and seek to more fully follow them. Learning from the Savior starts when we strive to understand what He taught. For example, how does your understanding of forgiveness deepen as you explore the following? The Savior's teachings. See Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, and chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. An example from His life. See Luke chapter 23, verses 33 through 34. However, learning is not complete until we follow the Savior by living what He taught. How can you be more forgiving? If you want to learn more, try this activity with another gospel principle, such as love or humility. I am responsible for my own learning. Elder David A. Bednar taught, quote, "As learners, you and I are to act and be doers of the word, and not simply hearers who are only acted upon." Are you and I agents who act and seek learning by faith, or are we waiting to be taught and acted upon? A learner exercising agency by acting in accordance with correct principles opens his or her heart to the Holy Ghost and invites His teaching, testifying power, and confirming witness. Learning by faith requires spiritual, mental, and physical exertion, and not just passive reception. End quote. From Seek Learning by Faith, Ensign, September 2007. What does it mean to take responsibility for your own learning? Look for possible answers in Elder Bednar's statement and in the following scriptures. See John chapter 7, verse 17, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, and verse 22, also James 2, 17, 1 Nephi chapter 10, verses 17 through 19, 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 15, Alma chapter 32, verse 27, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verse 18, section 58, verses 26 through 28, and section 88, verse 118. What do you feel inspired to do to be more active in learning the gospel? I need to know the truth for myself. Perhaps you know people who never seem to lose their faith, no matter what happens in their lives. They may remind you of the five wise virgins in the Savior's parable. See Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13. What you may not see are their diligent efforts to strengthen their testimonies of the truth. We must all seek diligently to strengthen our testimonies because, as the foolish virgins learned, we cannot borrow conversion from anyone else. How do we gain and nurture our own testimonies? Write down your thoughts as you ponder the following scriptures. Luke chapter 11 verses 9 through 13, John chapter 5 verse 39, John chapter 7 verses 14 through 17, Acts 17:10 through 12, 1 Corinthians 2 verses 9 through 11, and Alma chapter 5 verses 45 and 46. See also testimony, gospel topics, topics.lds.org. What should I do when I have questions? As you seek spiritual knowledge, questions will come to your mind. The following principles can help you address questions in ways that build faith and testimony. Number 1, seek understanding through divinely appointed sources. God is the source of all truth, and He reveals truth through the Holy Ghost, the Scriptures, and His prophets and apostles. Number 2, act in faith. If answers don't come right away, trust that the Lord will reveal answers when the time is right. In the meantime, keep living by the truth you already know. Number 3, keep an eternal perspective. Try to see things as the Lord sees them, not as the world does. View your questions in the context of your Heavenly Father's plan of salvation. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the Scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 23. One great way to help your family prepare to learn from the New Testament this year is to review the parable of the sower. Your family might enjoy looking at different kinds of ground near your home to visualize the types of ground described in the parable. What can we do to cultivate good ground in our home? See Matthew chapter 13, verse 8. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, and Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Quote, "We counsel parents and children to give highest priority to family prayer, family home evening, gospel study and instruction, and wholesome family activities. However worthy and appropriate other demands or activities may be, they must not be permitted to displace the divinely appointed duties that only parents and families can adequately perform." End quote. Letter from the First Presidency, Liahona, December 1999. The beginning of the new year is a good time to hold a family council about making your home more gospel-centered. What ideas come to mind as you read the blessings and counsel in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, and Philippians chapter 4, verse 8? Maybe you could make posters to put around the home to remind yourselves of your goals. Improving personal study. Look for doctrine. A doctrine is an eternal, unchanging truth. President Boyd K. Packer declared that true doctrine, understood, changes attitudes and behavior. See Little Children, Ensign, November 1986. As you and your family study the Scriptures, look for truths that can help you to live more like the Savior.